friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Vigilant grandma spots vehicle from Amber Alert in Minnesota and saves a one-year-old boy. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. After hearing about an Amber Alert in Minnesota, a woman named Barbara Gussie played a vital role in the rescue of a one-year-old boy. But in this positive news story, the observant woman insists she's not a hero, just a grandma. One snowy morning in Minnesota, the mother of one-year-old Damarian White made a grave mistake she'll likely never forget. After strapping the little boy inside her vehicle, she quickly ran back inside to grab something. But when she returned, her Jeep was gone, along with her son. Naturally, the young boy's family was consumed with worry. Police immediately issued an Amber Alert in Minnesota and went to work looking for the missing child. Everyone prayed for the boy's safety, and God used an observant grandma to help bring the boy home. Grandmother Barbara Gussie has a passion for birdwatching, and on the day Damarian went missing, God used her hobby and divine timing to bring about a happy ending. Barbara had just come inside from feeding the birds in her yard when her watchful eye noticed something strange out the window. She spotted a white SUV idling in the parking lot of the church across the street. "It was running. You could see the exhaust because it was so cold," she explained. Right at that moment, the Amber Alert from Minnesota police came through her phone. The observant grandma instantly recognized the vehicle description, and the alert matched the same vehicle in the church parking lot. She grabbed her birdwatching binoculars and confirmed the license plate number was one and the same. "My heart went to my feet," Barbara Gussie later recalled. "I was shaking so bad I couldn't hold a cup." Barbara called the police right away and waited by the window, worried sick. As a grandma herself, she couldn't stop thinking about how she'd feel if the missing child was one of her own. "I was thinking about my own grandchildren," Barbara later told her daughter. "If something like that happened to them, I would be beside myself." Once the police arrived, Barbara bundled up and rushed outside. Police were opening the doors to the vehicle, and the sound Barbara heard hit hard. "I could hear that baby crying, and you know where my heart went? To the ground. I started shaking and crying," she said. The one-year-old boy inside the vehicle was the one from the Amber Alert in Minnesota, and thankfully, he was safe and sound. "He was all smiles when the officers picked him up," reported the spokesman for Minneapolis Police Department, John Elder. "He appears to be a pretty good-natured little guy." As a precaution, police sent the child to the hospital, where doctors confirmed he was just fine. But without the help of Barbara Gussie, the story could have had a very tragic end. John Elder went on to point out that the dangerous Minnesota winter temperatures could have proved fatal if the abandoned vehicle had run out of gas. "I'm so thankful that he was okay, that he's with Mom and Dad," Barbara said. "That's all that matters." And while those involved are calling Barbara a hero, the humble woman insists she is nothing of the sort. "Honey, I'm no hero. I'm just a grandmother," she said. Man spots something odd about ceiling and stumbles into secret attic room full of treasures. Written by Aaron Brown. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Once hidden, a secret attic room surprises a man named David J. Whitcomb when he discovers what's inside. Before he discovered the hidden treasures, David J. Whitcomb was simply a man in a newly purchased building. Back in December of 2020, he bought the law office. While in the process of renovation, he was replacing a light fixture on the third floor. that's when he noticed something very peculiar. The ceiling on this floor was a drop ceiling, but it looked strange. David later remarked it was a fake drop ceiling, and the wood underneath didn't look like the roof. A friend helping him renovate at the time was in agreement. Their curiosity led them to find an access panel leading to a secret attic room. David had no idea that an attic even existed in his building. With some maneuvering, chair stacking, and bringing light to the attic's darkness, David's surprise only grew. Imagine his shock when he discovered items that obviously had not been touched in a very long time. This once-known room was rendered unknown until that fateful day. David said, "It's like stepping back in time, finding this guy's studio from 100 years ago or more. The first thing I saw was a whole bunch of picture frames stacked together, and these frames are gorgeous. They're the turn of the century. They're gold, gilded, and they shone really bright, and I was like, oh my god." I lowered myself and said, "I think we just found the Goonies treasure." The two turned from renovators to treasure seekers. For half a day, they sifted through the secret attic room's contents with the help of a couple of cell phone flashlights. What they found could be dated back to the early 1900s or even the late 1800s. The items included furniture, photographs, and a copy of a well-known portrait of Susan B. Anthony. They found pictures of other known suffragists and glass negatives. The huge find was appreciated, but still quite a mystery. Only later did David learn that the third floor of that building was once an apartment. And one person that used to live there was, in fact, the artist who photographed that famous image of Susan B. Anthony. His name was James Hale, and that space had once served as his studio. David discovered the secret attic room that apparently all previous building owners had somehow overlooked. Now, in addition to fixing up parts of the building, he's planning on holding an auction for those attic items. To his joy, David said, "Both my friends and I, we love antiques. And the excitement of finding anything, you know, is kind of fun." This story is sure to inspire people to maybe make sure they know every room of their house or workspace. Maybe you will be next to make an amazing historical discovery.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.